under the Direct Action Plan, would the Biodiversity Fund and the Carbon Farming Futures programs even exist?
Well, we were always intending to make statements with regards to future programs, and I'll leave those until the time that we have the final budget forecasts from the government, because it's very hard to tell what programs ever exist under this government. They have a grand pattern. Big announcement, major promotion, and then they abolish their own programs. What we will do is have very clear and very stable programs. What we've seen is a slashing of $144 million from the Carbon Farming Futures Fund. Massive announcement, massive promotion, and then they terminate their own program. It's the same as Pink Bats, Green Loans, Cash for Clunkers, Citizens Assembly. It's just a pattern which has been in place throughout the entire 5 years.
So if we can get some detail about what we do know so far about how the Coalition would approach these same policy areas. If we can start with land care, what is at this stage the opposition's commitment to funding those kinds of programs?
Well, we actually have given long-standing bipartisan support to land care, and in fact we're looking at beefing up land care by merging land care and caring for country, I've said this previously, and creating a national land care program. We've worked with all the different land care arms. We've worked with the NRM groups around the country. We've worked with community groups. I think that we can have a caring for country and land care merged program with funding retained, which is much simpler, much more locally focused, and much more long term. What's killing small community groups in terms of bureaucracy is the fact that they have massive volumes of paperwork, short timeframes, and no certainty. When we set things out, we'll maintain them. We won't make false promises, but we will absolutely deliver. This business of billion-dollar announcements, which are then slashed in the next budget and the next budget and the next budget, is just a fraud on the Australian people.
If we can look at the carbon farming aspect of all of this, obviously the Coalition is committed to the Carbon Farming Initiative. You've made that
correct,
clear, where farmers are able to generate carbon credits on farm and sell them. Under the government's plan, that would be selling it into an emissions trading scheme eventually. How will that change, or will that change, under the Coalition's Direct Action Plan?
Well, the Carbon Farming Initiative stays, the carbon tax goes. I think what we saw yesterday was the change of name of the carbon tax, but keeping of the carbon tax for all but 1 year where there's a discount out of the first 8 years. So the carbon tax is still here under Mr Rudd, it goes under us. The Carbon Farming Initiative not only has bipartisan support, but we'll broaden and expand it out. We want to have methodologies approved more quickly. We want farmers to be able to get out there, and we will offer a 25-year option for land sequestration as well as the 100-year option. Farmers are saying that it is impossible to do things on a 100-year basis, and that is inhibiting the scheme, and we want to simplify, expedite, and improve the scheme.
Who will farmers be able to actually sell those credits to, though, if there is not an emissions trading scheme in place?
Well, nothing will actually change in the sense that if projects are accredited, farmers will receive the credits for that. We will have a carbon purchasing fund or emissions reduction fund with $300 million, $500 million and $750 million or $1.55 billion over the first 3 years. There is an enormous opportunity, an incredible opportunity for the farming and rural communities to not only improve their landscape, but to have stable, serious, long-term contracts with the government, rather than a radically volatile system which the government changes every few weeks.
Mr. Hunt, if that makes...
We're looking to do long-term contracts to reduce emissions and to capture carbon in trees and soil and vegetation and other forms of carbon farming.
Mr. Hunt, if that makes the government the only potential buyer of farmers' carbon credits, then how is that going to be a good market for farmers? If there's only one buyer, you know, the market economics would tell you that farmers are really at the mercy of whatever the government decides it wants to pay for it.
No, we've always said that the farming community would have exactly the same rights and entitlements as they do now under the Carbon Farming Initiative. They can keep their permits, they could sell them internationally, they could sell them on the voluntary market, or they could contract with the federal government. We'll have a lowest cost approach, but let's be clear here, We are offering $300 million, $500 million and $750 million for purchasing the lowest cost emissions reduction in Australia. And my view and my judgment is that improving the land sector by capturing carbon in soil and trees and revegetation is a once-in-a-century opportunity, and there's real stability under what we're proposing. As of today, there's complete confusion in terms of the government system.
And just finally, on that $144 million cut, this is to the Carbon Farming Futures Program, which is not the Carbon Farming Initiative, but it's research, development and extension programs to actually help farmers take up the Carbon Farming Initiative. What kind of commitment, funding commitment, does the Coalition make to research, development and extension to help farmers adopt the Carbon Farming Initiative under your plan?
Well, we did take a policy to the last election on that. We will have a final announcement once the government produces their final budget papers. I think that's sensible and reasonable. You couldn't make any announcement at the moment which relies on the government's budgetary figures, because as of yesterday, there's another $4 billion black hole which they're trying to fill. We will judge our final programs on the basis of the final figures, but be confident about this. The Carbon Farming Initiative stays. There's $1.55 billion under the Emissions Reduction Fund over 3 years, and we will also have support for carbon farming research and development.
Greg Hunt, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.